الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أفريتم الماء الذي تشربون أنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون أو نشاء جعلنا أجاجا فلولا تشكرون. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: قل أرأيتم إن أخذ وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: وأرسلنا الرياح لواقح فأنزلنا من السماء ماء فأسقيناكم وما أنتم له بخازنين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, ulama kiram, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with countless ni'mats and bounties and gifts, so many that we cannot count them. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever ni'mat we have, blessing we have, bounty we have, favor we have, it's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this only through His fadl and bounty. Not one of us can stand up and say, Oh Allah, I am deserving of this ni'mat. I am deserving and I am eligible for this ni'mat. It's only the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His favor that He has blessed us with innumerable and countless bounties and favors. The greatest among that, or among the greatest, is that Allah ta'ala has created us as insan, has made us ashraful makhlukat. Together with that, Allah ta'ala has blessed us with iman. That ni'mat through the fadl of which Allah ta'ala will enter us into paradise forever and forever. That ni'mat that has made us deserving of His address in the Quran over 80 times, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, addressing us because of our iman. That ni'mat that inshallah will make us deserve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, in the grave, in the akhirat, in the day of judgment. And Allah ta'ala will bless us through His fadl for entry into paradise forever and forever. Together with that, there were previous nations also that brought iman upon their respective Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made us the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Great benefits, great virtues, great excellences for those people that are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Too many to mention here today. One of them has come last in the worst in the world and he will enter into paradise. We will form 2/3 of the people that will enter into paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our lives very short, but the rewards for the actions are very so many. Like Laylatul Qadr we hear, one night is more valuable than 83 years. And there will be distinguishing signs on this person, on the believers, in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize us from far. The places of wudu will be beaming and illuminated and radiant because of the act of wudu. This is also a speciality of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tawfiq to come into the house of Allah, given us tawfiq and some munasibat with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us, alhamdulillah, frequent the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are guided to carry out good actions like tilawat, zikr, etc. These are great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally when we speak of the ni'mats, we think of the material ni'mats. Those are also definitely great bounties and ni'mats and favors. But the real ni'mats and favors are this iman, being an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this tawfiq and guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And apart from this, in the worldly sense, there are many, many ni'mats. There are some ni'mats that we don't even imagine that they are ni'mats. We take them for granted. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs us and tells us words to this effect, that a person gets up in the morning and he has three things or three ni'mats he's bestowed with. كَأَنَّمَا حُيِّزَتِ الدُّنْيَا بِحَزَافِيرِهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is as if the entire dunya has been, in its entirety, has been given to this person. And what are those ni'mats? As I mentioned, some of which we don't even imagine. First one, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, مَنْ أَصْبَحَ آمِنًا فِي سِلْبِهِ. That person that gets up in the morning and is completely safe and sound, is surrounded by security, is not surrounded by danger, not surrounded by threats, not surrounded by some hijacker, not surrounded by somebody sending a bomb to him. He and somebody who has to understand, he he, his goods, his household, etc., they are completely sound and secure. The second name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks of about mu'afan fi jasadihi. He's completely sound as far as his body is concerned. He has no sickness, he has no disease, he has no malady, and he's sound as far as his sickness, his body is concerned. He's not sick in any way. And the third one is indo quta yomihi. He has the food for the day, not for the months and years that we have, but just he has food sufficient for the day. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, it is as if the entire world is an entirety has been gathered and given to this person. This is how valuable these three ni'mats are. And we should ponder over them. If even one of them is missing, then life not become worth living. If a person comes in the dunya and is not sound, he doesn't know when the next bomb is coming from. He doesn't know who's going to attack his house, etc. With all the wealth in the world, he has no peace of mind. That person that is sound and safe, but he has got no health, then ask that person. Nothing around him seems nice. His wealth also is meaningless. His wife and children also, he tells them, go away from here. You are irritating me. Why? Because he does not have health. And if a person has health and he also has safety, but he does not have the food for the day, pangs of hunger are eating him up. That person also, we know the misery and hardship, the difficulty that he undergoes. So these are some of the ni'mats that Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us about. And there are many other ni'mats in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ihtarim khamsan qabla khamsin. Five great ni'mats. Value them before five. Life before your death. Health before your sickness. Free time before you become occupied. And old youth before your old age. Similarly, your wealth before poverty. These are great ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has given us. But as I mentioned, sometimes we take these ni'mats as we take it for granted and we don't appreciate them. And among one of the greatest ni'mats also in the dunyavi sense that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed us is this water that we use. The water is a great ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Many verses of the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions to us how this rain comes. وَوَا الَّذِي يُرُسِلُ رِيَاحَ مُمَشِّرًا بَيْنَ يَدِي رَحْمَتِي. Allah Ta'ala sends the winds before He sends His rahmat, before He sends His mercy. Here Allah Ta'ala talks about water and rain as His rahmat. And verily it is a great rahmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Many other verses Allah Ta'ala tells us how فَتُسِيرُ السَّحَابُ فَيَبْسُطُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ وَيَجْعَلُهُ كِسَفًا فَتَرَى الْوَدْكَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ. Allah Ta'ala makes the winds blow and they pick up the vapors from the seas and this forms up clouds. The winds go and form the clouds that we see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this clouds to wherever He wishes. And you see rain in it. فَأَصَابَ بَيْ مَيْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Whomsoever Allah ta'ala wishes, He sends the rain upon them. A great process before those raindrops come to us. Very great process that is only, solely and fully in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No human being has the force to bring down rain. All the wealth in the world cannot bring down rain. All the technology did not bring down rain. It's what Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُرْسِلُ الْرِيَاحِ. He is the one that sends the wind. He is the one that gathers the clouds. He is the one that spreads the clouds. And He is the one that makes it rain. And in this verse that I recite before you, Allah Ta'ala sends the rains that fills up the clouds. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمُ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ لَهُ بِخَازِنِينَ. And we send down rains and we made you drink that water. We send down water from the skies so that you can drink that water. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ لَهُ بِخَازِنِينَ. You did not have the power to treasure this and look after this. Why? Because how much water can we save? How much water can we save? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the sole one that sends the rains and He has means to store the water for us as well. Some commentators write so beautifully, we need water every day. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished, He could have sent rain every day. Can you imagine life in this world when it's raining every day? When it's raining every day, how it will interfere with our activities of the day. But Allah Ta'ala did not do that. Similarly, if Allah Ta'ala wished, He could have sent the rain for 6 months at a time. Once in 6 months it will rain, and you take all your pots and pans and everything, all your pots and every buckets, everything, and you fill up your water and look after it for 6 months and use it. This is also not possible. Water will get contaminated. The water will not last. The water will become smelly and dirty, etc. after a few days. Allah Ta'ala didn't use this method also. The method Allah Ta'ala used was this. Allah Ta'ala sent down rains, and that rains Allah Ta'ala stored in the rivers, in the dams, etc. and made great reservoirs under the earth. Great reservoirs under the earth where that water is stored. This water which we're using in the masjid, borehole. What is a borehole? You make a hole in the earth and water comes out. Who stored the water there? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down rains, and Allah ta'ala stored it in this manner, in the rain, in the rivers, in the dams, etc. And also in underground reservoirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gathered the water for us. Wherever we dig, inshallah, we'll find water there. You all know how commonly when the dig comes and you start digging for a borehole, and we start measuring so many thousand liters per minute, so many thousand liters an hour. Who is this? It's the force of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knew our requirement, who knew that we require water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it and preserved it for us there, and we use it so nicely and so freely and so easily. Another verse Allah ta'ala says, أَفَرَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِرُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. What a beautiful ayat, appealing to man and expressing the weakness of man. أَفَرَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Do you not see the water that you are drinking? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِرُونَ. Are you the ones that have brought it down from the clouds, or are we the ones that have brought it down from the clouds? Thousands of meters away, when you go in the planes, you go through the clouds, thousands of meters away, 35,000, 40,000 feet above sea level, we're passing those clouds. 35,000 feet away from us, and that water comes down to us. Allah Ta'ala says, did you bring it down, or did I bring it down? Did we bring it down? The answer is so obvious. لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, if you wished, you could have made that water bitter. Why are you not grateful for the water that we have sent down? And look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's the waters of the seas. The salt is taken out in the process. When it goes up into the skies and come down, it is sweet, palatable water that we drink. Sweet, palatable water that quenches our thirst. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to express his great favor of drinking water, had recited this dua, Alhamdulillah allazi saqana aw saqani azban furatan bi rahmatihi wa lam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bi dhunubina. What a beautiful dua to show to us that these are great namas and bounties of Allah. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us water to drink. Azban furatan, water that is sweet. Furatan, water that is quenching our thirst. Bi rahmatihi, out of his mercy. Wa lam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bi dhunubina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it salty and bitter because of our sins. Because of our sins, Allah ta'ala did not make it salty. But Allah ta'ala's favor upon us, He made that water sweet and palatable for us to drink. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. This water that Allah sends down in the earth, if it goes deep down in the earth, inaccessible to you, فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Who will bring down for you water that will be flowing? So the coming of water is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The preservation of water is in the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The supply of water is in the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the ulama kiram mentioned, water is a commodity that you cannot buy. We are not buying the water. Single drop cannot be bought. We are only paying for those pipelines, etc., that the people are putting down to get the water to us. And Allah ta'ala has made it so easy for us. Look at it in our present context. I was just counting the taps in my house. 11 taps in one house, 7 taps in one house, 8 taps in one house. Every few meters you go, you open, water coming out. You want hot water, water coming out. Just look around us. There are so many thousands of people that have to travel far and wide with buckets in their hands, little children going to gather water. Now we see it even here, while coming into the masjid area, people are carrying buckets and going out. And this is that ni'mat that we need it after air. I was just pondering, looks like after iman, obviously iman we need all the time. But after this oxygen that we breathe, it seems the thing that we need most is this water. Our day starts with water, it ends with water. We start in the morning, go and make istinja, we need water. We make wuzu, we need water. You go for a shower, you need water. You drink your tea, you need water. The food that we eat, we need water. When we are gone, the house is washed with water. The clothes are cleaned with water. And the gardens are watered down with water. Similarly, our cars are washed with water. And when you come back also, 5 times a day we make wudu, we need our water. We make istinja, we need water. The food we eat is cooked also with water. The tea we drink also, we need water. And so many uses of water. This is just the domestic uses that every one of us goes through. But we have taken this ni'mat as something that is as granted, and we forget that this is the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah provides. And if Allah wishes, He will withhold that water. He will take away that water. He will restrain that water. Make us realize that this is also a great ni'mat. Qadrul ni'mat ba'da az-zawal is mentioned, that the real value of a ni'mat is after that ni'mat leaves us. After the ni'mat leaves us, then is the true value that comes. But however, we have been blessed with such a beautiful deen that we don't have to look far for solutions. We have the deen that is perfected. Allah Ta'ala has perfected this deen. We have the deen where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teachings are replete there for every situation in life. For 1400 years, this deen has been sustaining us and providing guidance for us. What is the guidance when it comes to drought? What is the guidance when it comes to water? If we look in the Quran Park, Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ بِمُصِيبَةٍ فَلَمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا أَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whatever calamity that befalls you, it is because of the earnings of your hands. And Allah Ta'ala forgives a lot of sins. In other words, a little bit of sin that you have carried out, Allah Ta'ala makes you just taste a little bit of it here in the dunya, in the form of calamities, difficulties and hardships. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us, to be more specific when it comes to water, that when a nation, when the people will stop giving zakat, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will withhold the rains. Will withhold the rains. And Allah Ta'ala would not even, if it was not for the animals, Allah Ta'ala would not even send one drop of water on the face of the earth. Allah Ta'ala would not even send one drop of water on the face of the earth. The time for soul searching for every one of us, myself first. What amount of zakat, or how do we discharge our zakat? When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us this, there can be no doubt whatsoever in the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, As-Sadiqul Masdub, As-Sadiqul Ameen. When he says this, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوَىٰ. This is the divine solution that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is presenting to the ummah for these drought-stricken areas and drought-stricken places. That is, check your zakat. Give out your zakat properly. Discharge your zakat properly. How do we give our zakat? Do we give it randomly? Or are we meticulous in our zakat? Like we are in our hisab kitab when it comes to February, and we are taking stock, and we start taking stock of each and every item. Do we take stock of all our assets before we give zakat? Or do we give zakat randomly? Am I calculating my zakat? How it ought to be calculating? Do I have the knowledge of my investments, and which one is such that I have to give zakat? And which are those investments that there is no zakat? Let's just get to the reputable ulama, experienced ulama kiram around us, and ask them for guidance. And when you give our zakat, let us give it to those people that are the real recipients of zakat. Not just give it to anybody and everybody, no. Let us work out our zakat, and then see, and if you have faltered, let us ask for tawbah and istighfar, and make up for that zakat that you couldn't give. Zakat itself is such a great mercy from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many benefits, saves you from so many calamities, and becomes a means of so much reward, purifies your wealth, apart from the other benefits of zakat. Another great thing is, from the 100% wealth, only 2.5% you have to give out in the path of Allah. Not every day, once in a year, over and above your needs. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala had said, you have to give 98% and leave 2.5%, we had no choice in the matter. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman, He's Rahim, He's Ra'uf, will mu'mineen. Yeah, He commands us to give only 2.5%. And that also we falter. Let us ask ourselves how unjust we are. How unjust we are from that wealth and ni'mat Allah ta'ala has provided us. We're not even discharging our zakat like how it ought to be discharged. Then as I mentioned, Allah ta'ala tells us, this was its relation to water. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us the solution is to give your zakat. Over and above that, we know that when a person carries out sins and is disobedient to Allah, then we find calamities coming upon calamities, in the form of drought, in the form of plague, in the form of many other forms, difficulties and calamities come down. And what is the way? What is the solution? Istighfar and tawbah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Him for forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so Rahman, so Rahim, and is so merciful. When a person can spend his entire life in the disobedience of Allah, forgetting the mercy of Allah, he just needs a few seconds, sometimes a few moments, that is all, to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was also drought, and people had gone out. You know, Salatul Istisqa, what happens? We have to go out and express our humility and our need before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wear old clothes, try and fast before that, give charity and go, try and go walk into the place, go and make tawbah and istighfar. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is gathered here with his nation of the Bani Israel with 70,000 people. And what is the occasion? Making dua for rain. To make dua for rain, that is the occasion. And wahi comes down to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that your duas will not be accepted and they will not come onto this people unless that person, there is one person amongst you here that has been disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 40 long years. till he does not separate himself from this gathering, water will not come down. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes an announcement and says, there's one person here, I've been informed by Allah, that he is becoming the means of the rains being restrained from us. He has to leave this gathering and then rains will come out. Obviously that person knew who it was. It was himself. He looked towards the right and looked towards the left. There was nobody beside himself that moved. And he realized that I am the person. If I remain in this gathering, then these people will all be deprived of water. And if I shift away from this gathering, then I will be humiliated and embarrassed for the rest of my life. What does he do? He says he makes peace with his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the word is mentioned, does not say very long things. He just says, oh Allah, I have been going against you, disobedient to you for 40 long years, and you have shielded me and veiled me and not exposed me. Oh Allah, I make an intention now to become your obedient servant. It is mentioned that immediately the sky, torrential rains come down from the sky. Musa a.s. is surprised. Oh Allah, this was the condition. But nobody has separated himself from this gathering and the rains have come down. What is the reason? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, that very person is the reason for the rains to come down, who was the reason for the rains not to come down. Other words, he has turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar, and because of that, I let the rains come down. Musa alayhi salam asked him, oh Allah, who is that person? He's told that I had concealed him when he was a sinner. How will I expose him now when he has repented? So tawbah and istighfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs just this yearning and burning heart that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, we stop in our tracks. Let us look around. The amount of abuse of our eyes, of our hands, of our ears, of our tongues, of our wealth. The amount of abuse of the people around us, sometimes the wife, sometimes the worker. All these are great sins in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should first realize, what is a sin? Person becomes arrogant. We read 5 times namaz, but he goes outside, the way he treats his staff. Arrogant, the languages he used before he start. You won't say this is a mu'min, but yet it's a 5-time namazi. Why? He has divorced that aspect from his life, from his deen. He feels, no, I am free. When it comes to his business, the same person, mashallah, is carrying out his ibadat, going out in the path of Allah, making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're going to the shops, the amount of haram, the way he conducts his business, the things he buys and sells, completely against the essence of deen, completely against the spirit of deen. Great sins these are in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you talk about tawbah and istighfar, it's a stop in our tracks. Identify the sins firstly. If you are unsure, go to the ulama kiram. We have so many in your midst today. And this is how I conduct my business. Is it correct? If it's not correct, out it goes. Out it goes. We know we are not sympathetic and apologetic for those things that are against the law of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have become so weak. You tell a person, bye, you got the cell phone, it's making a musical tone. Instead of saying, yes, I'll change it. He says, Mawlana, there's no other tone. There's no other tone, then why must you take it in the first place? When you are falling into the disobedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why must you take it? You are a mu'min. Every step must be governed by the deen of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here, firstly identify the sins. Thereafter make true tawbah and repentance. If it is some person's right, let us go and pay him his right. If we have taken somebody's money, let us go to him and tell him. Why? Because you cannot go far. How far can a person go? Remind me of a joke. Person has stole something. That person went and sat down at the Qabristan. What's wrong, bhai? He says, where is he going to go? Kahan jayega? Yahan to aayega, ne? He has to come here. I'll deal with him here. Maybe we can't catch him here at the Qabristan. But in the akhirat, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll have to pay. So if there is some scores we have to settle with our people, let's settle the scores with them. If it is money, if it is some other rights that we have taken from them, let us settle that scores. So another way of saving ourselves from all forms of calamity is to make istighfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person should be truly, truly grieved, and he should be truly ashamed of his sins before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, we find another remedy mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sadaqah. Sadaqah tadfa'ul balaya. Sadaqah, the person gives sadaqah, it takes away calamities and musibat and afat. Similarly, it cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make it our daily practice, sadaqah every day to the people around us, to be to our family people, to our neighbors, to the people that we come in contact with, not hundreds and thousands of rand, few amounts of few rands every day, that we continue with the sadaqah. And the barakah of sadaqah is so many, lithalaila sadaqat, that we lower the benefit of sadaqah, not only in this world, in the qabr also it saves you from the qabr azab. The day of judgment, inshallah, it becomes a shade for you there, if a person gives sadaqah. Together with that, let us express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been given this water for so many years with so much ease. This water is flowing in our taps. And now it is gone. Let us make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This and for all the other ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The health, the wealth, the security and everything that we have. Let us express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the divine promise of Allah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. With emphasis Allah ta'ala says, I will definitely increase your ni'mats. That ni'mat will increase physically, or that ni'mat will be perpetuated. It will remain for you for always if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, all those things also that lead to deprivation is wasting, making israf. And we find this is common. Allah ta'ala, give me first and all of us the tawfiq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made wuzu with one mud. Less than a liter, 700 and some odd grams, some say 600 and some odd grams, about 3/4 of a liter, Rasulullah made wuzu with. Today is mentioned a person uses about 6 liters of water when a person makes wuzu. So let us be mindful of how he used this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such a ni'mat, Allah ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We have created every living thing from water. Every living thing requires water. Animals require water, the plants require water, everything around us requires water for its growth, for its maintenance, for its upkeep. It requires this great essential commodity, and that is wet water. So here, let us save this water. When you go for showers, also try and go and use the bucket system and save. And if you have to use a shower, then do not open the water fully. Use it sparingly, closing the water when you're not using the water. Similarly, let us not use the hose pipes when we are watering our gardens. People have got no water to drink, and here we're using the hoses for our gardens, etc. Let us be mindful. Let us make a meaningful contribution for conserving the water. That Allah Ta'ala can see also this banda of mine is regretful. Banda of mine has realized his mistake, and now he's mending his ways. Not that doesn't concern me. There's no water restrictions, so it doesn't matter. I'm using the masjid water here, so I can make wudu the way I want. No. We must all contribute towards the situation. Because as I mentioned, that if you waste, and we are wasteful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yuhibbul musrifin, does not like those people that are wasting. Whether it is our wealth, whether it is our time, whether it is our water, etc. So let us conserve this water and look after this water. And let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. Dua is a great weapon that Allah ta'ala has given us. Let us reform our ways and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the conditions around us. Don't think harm it will happen. That is in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With full conviction, when we beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq and guidance to value this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the other ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give us tawfiq to follow the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all circumstances. And this is the true solution of our problems, to look into our deen and to do some introspection. It's very easy to point fingers around, government is not doing this, these people are not doing that, it's the weather. No. Solution lies in us, and we are the ones that can work towards the solution. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.